Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 6. Being Watchful in Life and Faithful in Service. Saturday, Related Verses. Matthew 24:48-49. But if that evil slave says in his heart, "My master delays," and begins to beat his fellow slaves, and eats and drinks with the drunken. Matthew 25:18-19. But he who had received the one went off and dug in the earth and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. 1 Corinthians 15:10-58. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-14. Furthermore, we ask you, brothers, to acknowledge those who labor among you and take the lead among you in the Lord and admonish you, and to regard them most highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we exhort you, brothers, admonish the disorderly, console the faint-hearted, sustain the weak, be long-suffering toward all. Related reading. All of us should be those who are feeding the Lord's people at the proper time and using the Lord's talents in full. We should not be those beating our fellow slaves. My only burden is to release messages. Although I have no intention of exposing anyone, many are exposed by the light in the messages I release. That is not my job, but the Lord's work. We must spend our time to do a positive service for the Lord's interest. Furthermore, we should not be one who eats and drinks with the drunken. This is to drift away further, a further fall from beating the fellow slaves. The worldly people are drunk and even drugged with worldly things. They are stupefied with the present age. To eat and drink with them is to enjoy what they enjoy. We should not eat and drink with the drunken, nor should we dig in the earth and hide the Lord's talent. The earth signifies the world, so to dig in the earth signifies getting into the world. Any association, any involvement with the world, even a little worldly talk, will bury the Lord's gift to us. The way to be faithful is to scatter the Lord's word, which is food to every hungry one. The Lord's household is composed not only of believers, but also of sinners. Who will go to feed the hungry, sinful people? We all have to say, "Me." We have to go. We must do everything that we can to spread the word of God. Many Christians are nearly void of the truth. They have the word of God, but they do not care for it, nor do they realize how much is in it. In this age of apostasy, the Lord, by his mercy, has opened up his word to us. Many of the divine riches have been printed and published. Why do we not go out with these riches? This is one of the ways to feed the Lord's people. The Lord has given talents to all his slaves. Everyone was required to trade, to do business, to make money for the Lord's kingdom. In order to do this, we have to feed his people at the proper time. Every day is a proper time, a meal time. There is someone ready to eat everywhere, so we need to be those using the Lord's talent in full. The five talented slave made a profit of five talents, and the two talented slave made a profit of two talents. This indicates that they used the Lord's talent in full, without any loss or waste, so they both received the same reward. Also, by his mercy and through his grace, we must do the best not to beat the fellow slaves, the fellow believers. Do not criticize or murmur about them. Do not speak anything negative about them, because you do not have the time to do it. Your mouth was not made for criticizing, but for speaking forth Christ. To criticize the brothers is to beat the fellow slaves. This will cause us to be punished. We should also not go into the world to enjoy ourselves with the stupefied, drugged, and worldly people. We have to be the sober ones. We should not dig into the earth to bury or hide our talent. We should have a job to maintain our living, but we should not dig into it. We are different from the worldly people. I encourage all my grandchildren to do their best to get the highest education, but I do not agree that any one of them would dig into their education just to become an expert. I also encouraged all the young people in the churches to get the highest education, but do not dig a hole that buries the talent the Lord gave you. We all need to be faithful in the Lord's service.